Today's 31 Days of Halloween is brought to you by the Will Wonder Pod Live at a bar named Sue, October 17th at 6 p.m. I will be interviewing the folks from Inglewood Films about their upcoming movie, Algea, God of Pain, which is releasing October 26th. We will have tons of giveaways, so make sure you come out, hear all about this film that is a Utah homegrown horror film. Once again, a bar named Sue, 8136 South State Street in Midvale, Utah, starts at 6 p.m. October 17th. No cover, but you do have to be 21 years and up. And again, we have a lot of fun giveaways. So come out. Now, let's get to 31 Days of Halloween.
During the spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
An evil spirit is infecting the people. Day 17 of 31 Days of Halloween. Deliver us from evil.
There's two types of evil in this life, Officer Sergeant. Secondary evil, the evil that men do. And primary evil, which is something else entirely.
I've seen some horrible things. Nothing that can't be explained by human nature.
Then you haven't seen true evil.
Hi, Daddy. I'm going to sleep now. First, I want to tell you that I love you, and I miss you.
Here, give Daddy a kiss. Be safe tonight.
I heard scratching noises under the floor in our room.
Scratching noises?
Directed by Scott Derrickson, who has a very solid horror film resume. He directed The Exorcism of Emily Rose, Sinister, as well as The Black Phone. Deliver Us from Evil was released July 2nd, 2014. It stars Eric Bana, Olivia Munn, Joel McHale, and Edgar Ramirez. Had a budget of $30 million and made $87.9 million at the box office. Deliver Us to Evil was just recently added to Netflix, so I was excited to rewatch it because I hadn't seen it since it was in theaters. Here's a synopsis. As a veteran member of the South Bronx Precinct, NYPD Sergeant Ralph Sarchi, played by Bana, has seen more than his share of dark and horrifying events. So many that they have begun to poison his soul. Sarchi further finds his beliefs and understanding pushed to the limit when he and his partner investigate a particularly bizarre incident. He forms an alliance with a renegade priest, played by Edgar Ramirez, who tries to convince Sarchi that real evil and demons do exist. So what did I like about this movie on the rewatch? Well, I really enjoyed how quick it gets going. It did remind me of like a version of the classic thriller Seven, the one with Brad Pitt, where detectives are trying to figure out a case and put together clues in different dark, grimy places. And even when it's not dark, it feels dark. Something, I guess, with like the color grading in the film. I don't know. I'm not very good at Premiere Pro editing my video, so, but I'm assuming that's why it looks dark in most scenes. The priest in this film is a bit of a perv, for women, mind you, who smokes and drinks, so there's, you know, that. But he's cool and is different than many priests that we would see in these type of paranormal movies. There are some good scares, but to be honest, they are spaced out pretty far. So let's get into a few things that I didn't really like on the rewatch. It's really weird to see Joel McHale in this movie, though he's there for a bit of a comedic relief at times. Still super weird because at the beginning he has a hand-to-hand combat scene with a criminal and it just doesn't feel right. Anyway, the film is very New York. A lot of old school New York, like old school Brooklyn accents, like you could hear in like the old mafia films, except for it's 2014, so it just kind of seems a bit dated and weird. And the movie drags on at times. It feels like a long film. So in my mind, I really liked this movie when I originally saw it in the theater. On the rewatch, I didn't love it. So you can probably skip this one. I know I've enjoyed a number of movies I've reviewed on 31 Days of Halloween this year, but with this being new onto Netflix, I just wanted to save you your time. Watch something else. We will be back tomorrow for day 18 of 31 Days of Halloween.
Ha 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 ha